Alex Brash remembers one of the first times he saw an osprey.
And I actually watched an osprey and a bald eagle tussle over a fish. I was living in Essex at the time, and I thought it was the most spectacular display of birds I'd ever seen.
Today, Brash is head of the Connecticut Audubon Society, which just kicked off a new program, Osprey Nation. It works like this. If you see an osprey nest, report the location to the Audubon Society, which feeds that information into a Google map on their website. And they're also looking for volunteers to provide a few other details.
We'd like to know the condition of the nest, when it was occupied, if they know how many young are in it.
The goal is to collect as much information about the birds as possible over the next several years. That information will be shared with the Connecticut Department of Energy and Environmental Protection to provide a broader picture of osprey numbers in the state. Brash says those numbers plummeted in the mid-20th century thanks to DDT use, falling to about 7 nests in the entire state during the early 1970s. Today, Brash says osprey numbers have rebounded pretty well, but he says it's still important to look at how the animals are doing. Birders say these charismatic canaries provide a broader indication of an environment's health.
One of the things that ospreys do, since they prey primarily on fish, is by following their health and their population numbers, you also get a tracking on the fish populations, which in turn tell you about the health of the waters around us.
And while no one knows exactly how many ospreys are in Connecticut, the Audubon Society says 29 active osprey nests are visible from one spot in Old Lyme alone. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.